hate the misery of the lies of this world. And I hate it. I hate pride. I hate lust. I hate greed. I hate it. See, you're not leaving anything to chance when you say I hate something. Because if you hate it, it gets real in your heart. If it's real in your heart, it gets real in your mind. If it's real in your mind, it turns off in your body, and it becomes something that's repulsive to you. The concept of adultery is repulsive now. The concept of fornication is repulsive. If I'm watching a movie and they add something like that into it, or they sneak it in there, it repulses me so much I don't even want to finish watching the movie. I'm not just making this up. This is how it's become. Why? Because I spoke the word and it's real. The word of God is more real than what Satan's doing. My love for God has grown. I don't have trouble in my mind, in my flesh, in my emotions. I'm enjoying the handiwork of God. I'm not in a hurry for Jesus to come back. Because my life is under pressure. It's not under pressure. I'm not under pressure. I'm having a good time. I enjoy every moment. But he tells me he's coming back. So I have to tell you he's coming back. And I don't mean a long time from now. Immediately. Imminently. And we need to be ready that so he can take us with him. He's only going to rapture the remnant. He's not going to rapture people that's in the world somewhere. People that get in strife and won't repent. He's going to rapture his people who are in covenant with him, who are in agreement with him. He said, be ready. People that are ready. Live rapture ready. You know what's right. You know what's do it. That's not an issue if you follow God. The only way to keep the law and fulfill it, the only way to fulfill the law is by the love of God. The love of God is the light that we got from Christ. We need to have the light. Our hearts need to be lit. This doesn't mean you have to be a show-off. You know, it didn't mean you have to be a loudmouth. It doesn't mean you have to be doing something grand and spectacular. You just have to receive salvation in your heart and live by the things of God. Paul wrote in Acts, he said, just don't commit fornication, don't eat anything off of the idols, and don't commit adultery. He didn't even tell them to tithe. He told them three things. If I got it right, you have to go back to Acts, I think it's Acts 20. Somewhere around Acts 20. And it's living. There's so many men in the pornography now. They go on their laptops and smart, and I catch them watching it at work. Are you going to be rapture ready doing that? We're going to find out. But it's all about love. Never leave anything to happenstance. Fortify everything. Become strong where you're weak. Become knowledgeable where you lack knowledge. Gain understanding like the men of Issachar. See, some of the people of Issachar are descendants of Job. Job was the third son of Issachar. It can be proven. See, he lost his family before he went to Egypt. It didn't list his children. They had already died in Ur. It meaning us. I'm sorry, not Ur, but us. And then he gained his other children in Egypt. Now, we need to come to understanding of the things of God. We need to do what we're capable of because we can and because God loves us. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.